This is the save point. Ba-da-da-da-da-da. There you go. Hey, guys. Thank you. Welcome to the save point, episode 57. Insane. I'm one of your hosts, Alyssa Rosa, and I'm joined today by my lovely co-host, Mondo, a.k.a. Chancleta Mangu. How you doing today, Mondo?
I'm doing fantastic.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's been a busy week. You know, 2022 is off to like a strong busy. Start. Busy start. Yeah. But if, look, I want to be busy. Busy's good sometimes. Busy's not always bad. So I'd rather be busier this year than I was last year. That's for sure. Because we weren't too busy last year. Business wasn't booming.
Not yet, anyways, no.
But yeah, how's your new year been? So this is the first time some people have listened to us this year.
Oh, right, yeah. Same, very busy. You know, we're making adjustments as a team at VGA into our roles, our new roles that we have, and it's just been busy trying to obviously balance it all, but also just work together, which is fun. But yeah, I can't complain. A lot busier than 2021 started out to be, so exciting.
Yeah. Now, I mean, speaking of busy for 2021, we already recorded an episode. This is not the first episode of the year to whoever's watching this live or listening to this later on. We got a special episode this week.
Yes. With
Greg Nice from the Fake
shout
Gamers.
Shout out, Greg.
Episode 56, which is our Spider-Man No Way Home and our Hawkeye review is live at 5 with Greg Nice. And you should go listen to it. It was a really good episode. Only go listen to it if you've watched that content, though.
Or if you don't care about spoilers.
Yeah. That too. If you're Brandon, because Brandon don't give a damn about anything. Sacrilegious.
I know. If he's watching.
Yeah. Yeah, if he's watching.
Also, before we start the show, happy birthday to Rick the Bull. It is his birthday today. He is a homie. He's a friend of VGA, along with the Save Point, and hopefully one day we'll have him on as well. We wish you a happy birthday, friend.
No, bird. Happy birthday, Rick. You have a great day, bro.
Yeah.
It's a homie.
So do you want to start this with like some news that's...
Yeah.
It was mostly last year's news, but...
No. I mean, we can recap last year. I mean... Yeah. Just finished talking about the holidays. I didn't think we'd see. This was crazy. Like, they thought that they could just drop that during the holidays and nobody was going to notice. Everybody was just going to be off. Everybody wasn't going to realize. Maybe if you were one of those people that they thought was going to be busy and ended up actually being busy during the holidays, Square Enix thought that they could just slip something under the rug. You know what I mean? Slip something under the door. And We hadn't gotten any Final Fantasy 16 updates last year. I don't even think we got a trailer or anything last year. We got that trailer in 2020.
I think we did get the trailer. Did we?
No, get the trailer was 2020. That was a while ago.
It?
Yep, because that's when they showed us. That's when they showed us Ratchet. That's when they showed us a bunch of stuff, and they showed us
Final. Let me double check.
Yeah, so
double check.
So just to continue, I don't think they told us anything last year, and if they did, it was like some small blog thing. It was nothing worth talking about. The producer of the game came out and said, let me see, that they're pushing the game back because of COVID reasons, COVID related production reasons, and. They're going to give us another update in spring of 2022, which is now this year. I don't know. I don't know if you can find anything, Alyssa, but they didn't. As far as I know, somebody who wants to know about Final Fantasy, I haven't heard a lick.
I looked it up on YouTube just to be sure. And you're right. It was it says a year ago, which is almost 2 years, obviously.
Yeah, because it's over the year. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyways, they're pushing the game back. About half a year, and they're saying that they're going to give us an update in spring of 2022, which technically starts in March, I guess, if you want to do that. But anyway, what do you think about this news? Again, they thought that they could just slip this in during the holidays. You know, it's kind of like how you don't report bad news on a Monday. You do that on a Friday because everybody's going about their business. They're just happy about the weekend. The news may not be big enough to just go, unnoticed by the wider public. That's what they thought that they could do. And that's why I don't think that there's good news behind this news. What do you think? How do you feel?
I have to agree wholeheartedly. I don't remember if it was this game or another Final Fantasy game that they had shown us and it just looked awful.
Mm.
Like whatever it was looked terrible. But I feel like we all knew this was coming. There's more talk about Final Fantasy 14 online than there is about Final Fantasy 16. And I feel like at this point, most fans of Final Fantasy are like, okay, we kind of saw this coming. And we're just dealing with it because we're really looking forward to Final Fantasy VII Remake Part II. So yeah. I think that there's more bad behind it. I think, yes, I do think COVID does have a hand in it, but I don't think it's just COVID. I do think it's the way that Square Enix works, especially when it comes to Final Fantasy, and that goes along with Kingdom Hearts. I also think they were putting a lot on their plate with like Forspoken coming out this year too, and that being like their biggest drive for the PS5.
Yeah.
Because that game is at $70. But I'm not surprised. I am not surprised. As a Final Fantasy fan though, how are you feeling? What are you thinking?
Yeah, I mean I can accept the COVID reasons. You know, like that makes complete sense. Again, we saw the trailer. It's been over a year. It's been almost 2 years since they showed us that trailer. Again, same way I thought about God of War. I think they bullshit about that Final Fantasy 16, 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, that's bold. I thought it was a bold, you know, date. Mm-hmm. So whatever. I'm not surprised that it's getting pushed back, especially considering COVID and pandemic. I just don't think that it's coming out next year. Like I've foregone that thought anymore. That thought is completely out of the window for me now.
By next year, do you mean 2023 or 20? Like this.
Oh, sorry. I guess because like I'm thinking of reading this in present time last year. Oh wow, last year was just a week ago. Anyways,
right.
What I mean about I don't think it's coming out this year, 2022. I think it's coming out in 2023, because they're gonna give us information in spring of 22, which is at the earliest March, at the earliest. Right. I don't see that game coming out this year. I don't. Not with God of War. Not with God of War. Supposedly, hopefully coming out in the latter portion of the year. Rumors supposedly that game has a date of September 30th that it's coming out. Mm. We'll see if that ends up being true.
And then Starfield at the end or in the midst of the later half.
Which I don't think they're not concerned about that, I think. But I think they would be concerned about clashing with their own games, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think they don't want Final Fantasy to clash with God of War or anything, because they know that Final Fantasy is going to do numbers.
Right.
But that's where I stand on it. It is what it is. I'm not in a rush for the game. I'm in a rush for Final Fantasy VII Remake. So I guess...
Yeah, so...
I guess I should be in a rush for them to make this game, because the sooner they get this shit out the way, they can get, you know, started on finishing up Seven Remake,
right?
And
so wait, when we had that conversation before the year ended about Final Fantasy VII Remake, what did you say? I can't remember. What did you say about like Final Fantasy VII that like we'll get a trailer this year?
We'll get a trailer this year.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if it'll have a date, but it'll just be a trailer, getting us hyped for that game for part 2.
Do you think that's a good move though for them to do now that like you know that this game specifically is not ready to be out in 2022 and possibly not even early 2023?
Yeah, because I don't think people's anticipation or want for Final Fantasy VII gets in the way of Final Fantasy 16. I actually think I actually think if you show me a Final Fantasy VII Remake Part 2 trailer before Final Fantasy 16 comes out, I'm gonna be even more hyped for that game, because now you've gotten me hyped for I would assume most Final Fantasy fans care about 7 more than they care about a game that hasn't even come out yet, right? So you're hyped for 7. You can't have 7 yet. Like, they're gonna show us a trailer, but that game's not coming out till 24. Maybe, you know,
that's true.
The way some people talk about production for some games is like, I hear people talking about 25 and I'm just like, yo, really? 25 is far.
Yeah, they said that Days Gone took 6 years to make.
Yeah, so... and also, you know, you want that time to really flesh out, you know, build a game that optimizes the potential of a PlayStation and stuff like that. So it makes sense, but I don't know. I think that gets me hyped for that Final Fantasy, because then it's just like, all right, cool. I need a Final Fantasy to hold me off until Part 7 Remake. And I think the 16 will do that job. 16, they're going to add DLCs to it, like, you know, similar to how they did with 15, just continue that story on a little bit. And yeah, I don't know. That's where I stand with it, though. I still think that trailer coming. I don't know anymore. Like, it's for us to hear the first bit about this game that we're going to hear about it, because the way he talks about it, the way they say that they're going to update us, it's not like we're going to just get like a 2-minute trailer. Like, they're going to talk about this game in spring 2022. Yeah. They're going to tell us about the characters. They're going to tell us about the world. They're going to tell us what we can expect from this game. At least that's what I'm imagining is going to happen. I don't see the game coming out 6 months after that.
Me either.
I just don't. Like, if that stuff isn't even ready to show us in a state where you're willing to show it to us, right? Where it looks good enough and is mm-hmm. polished enough to show us something that is supposed to come out 6 months from then, I just don't think they got it. No. And I would be very surprised. Don't get me wrong, I wouldn't be mad. If we got a Final Fantasy for 22 holiday, listen, I got all the time in the world to go on vacation, play Final Fantasy, I get lost. But right. I just don't expect it to happen.
No, and I think I could see them saying like, oh, we're pushing it out to spring of 2023, mm-hmm. meaning like March and borderlining summer, mm-hmm. meaning mostly like April to May, like not really June, but just like that area. I can see them doing that, releasing Final Fantasy 16 then, because I think it would make the most sense if like it's really production is really that bad, not bad in the sense of like, oh, it's just hard because of COVID. And what they can and can't do. So, I don't know. It's interesting.
It sucks, too.
And at the end of the day, I'm a Kingdom Hearts fan. So, I don't really care. I just want them to be done.
I was going
to
say, I mean, I don't know if their plans, you know, the long-term plans were to have a Final Fantasy out every year. Because mm-hmm. they were, or like Final Fantasy content, at least, out every year. Like strong, almost sort of mainline content, even mm-hmm. if it's DLC of a mainline game. Like last year we got the year before, sorry, in 2020 we got Final Fantasy VII Remake Part 1. Then we got Integrate DLC last year, which was cool. Mm-hmm. And I guess maybe their idea was this year we would get 16, and then next year we would get 16 DLC. And that would hold us off until 24, where maybe at the earliest 24, we're getting Final Fantasy VII Remake Part 2. Remake, that's at the earliest. And so I don't know if that's their intentions, and I don't know if they're going to try to, you know, shoot for that and, you know, try to hit that goal.
Okay, yeah. Because I was going to say, you said main. I was trying to think back to what you said, but you said main games, and I was thinking, there's... Because there is a game, a Final Fantasy game coming out this year, and I may be getting that one mixed up with like 16.
Oh, you're talking about like Final Fantasy Origin something.
Yeah. And I think title. That comes out in March too. Yeah. So like Final Fantasy's around obviously because mm-hmm. Final Fantasy 14 online is so large, but I get what you're saying. It's definitely mainline games that people really want to see. I mean, I hope they get it together.
Yeah.
Not in a bad way. Just like I hope that they have a good explanation, and when it comes around this spring, when they want to show us stuff, that it's worthwhile.
Yeah, I think the fan base is patient too. So,
oh, for sure,
there's no rush.
I mean, we don't. Final Fantasy fans and Kingdom Hearts fans are the same. We don't have much of a choice but to be humble and patient, because if we get rushed games, they result in like Kingdom Hearts 3s or
and if anything, we're surprised at how early a date could be instead of how late it is. Like, oh, wow, Final Fantasy VII Remake coming in 2026? Not surprised. I'll see y'all then.
We'll get Final Fantasy VII Remake Part 2 before we'll get GTA 6. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, my gosh. We might get the whole game before anything.
Yeah. Before we move on, shout out to Strife. Thank you so much for the...
Yo, word. Shout out to Final Fantasy, the homie Strife.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
So another Sony news, PlayStation VR 2 was basically not announced, but an update happened. They've decided to show us a sneak peek at possibly a first game for the PSVR 2, which it just so happens to be Horizon VR call, and it's called Call of the Mountain, which is very, very interesting. Obviously, we can chat about our thoughts on the VR system itself and what we think, because there's a lot of like pros and cons to it. But something that we talked about off camera really was the fact that like Horizon is feeling like a staple brand or a staple name for PlayStation, mm-hmm. especially with Forbidden West coming out next month. So I really want to know what you think of this whole thing, the system itself, and of course Horizon.
I'm actually a little low-key excited. I can't get too excited because I don't know too much about VR tech, and so mm-hmm. I have to do my due diligence to
research,
so just research and see what all of this means. Like you obviously eye tracking, you can see how something like that would be awesome. Obviously 4K, the controllers being similar to Sense controllers, and the triggers and the haptic feedback, in the headset going to have haptic feedback. That they mentioned.
Which is really cool.
Which is cool, right? Have a bullet fly across your face.
You'd be like, oh, whoa.
Like, oh, and you actually feel the velocity of the bullet or something mm-hmm. like that. Like, you replicate that. That'd be amazing. I don't know. I gotta see how much it is. That's where I really stand, if I'm being honest with you. So I want it. Right. It sounds cool, but mm-hmm. I know that... I don't want to say it's a gimmick, because it's not a gimmick. Like, VR is definitely getting there. It's just, it's almost like an iPad is how mm-hmm. I look at it. Like, an iPad is cool. An iPad's not a gimmick. But if you don't really need an iPad, then it's a gimmick. You find yourself, you don't really use your iPad like that. You know, mm-hmm. you didn't think you were going to use your iPad as much as you thought you were. It serves a purpose mm-hmm. here and there. But does it serve the purpose that, like, warranted the price of you getting it or getting it at all? And I don't know.
Right.
So I feel like it might end up being one of those purchases for me. Mm-hmm. And I hope it's not a penny over $400. Like, anything over that.
Yeah, it costs... Oof.
And I think that they even have to have a $300 version. Because,
yeah, for the digital sake.
Yeah, because... With the Quest, right? Because that's what they call it now, the Quest.
Yeah, yeah, it's the Oculus.
With that one being like $300 and being wireless and standalone, which means if it came in at $400, it's not just $100 cheaper than it. It's $100 and a console cheaper than it.
Yeah.
And it's standalone, which means you could take it anywhere. You don't have to be tied to your PS5 like you will be with this one. And so of course that's gonna give PlayStation the benefit to, I guess, maybe make certain kind of games and, you know, being tethered like that. But mm-hmm. I don't know. Stuff is yet to be seen. I'm excited about it, mm-hmm. though, because it sounds like it's cool. And people who like VR and are into VR have said good things about it. This would be a great time to have Brandon just hop in the Discord and maybe just give his opinion.
Give his opinion,
He's our VR guru. But yeah, it looks interesting. What about you? Would you get it?
No,
actually,
I get motion sickness.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I think this is great for a game like Horizon if people want that experience. But unfortunately, even when I sit down, Horizon gives me motion sickness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw that he called him Amarion. Yeah. I get motion sickness from a lot of games, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So I can't play VR. I don't get to experience it, but at least I don't get sucked into the metaverse like everyone else does, mm-hmm. which is cool. I get to stay here. Although the Persona fan in me mm-hmm. would love to be in the metaverse. But I think it's awesome. I also agree with you. The price point has to at least match the digital version of the PS5. Mm-hmm. And there should be a lesser option as well if they do decide to make two, or if not, there has to be some sort of in between, maybe $350. That could be a good mark, just because it can't be more than the console and it can't be as much as the console, because at the end of the day, then people are going to sit there I should just get the Oculus because it's not going to cost me as much as a console. But I'm excited to know more as well. I think good for Horizon and Guerrilla Games. Shout out to y'all, because I didn't think people really loved Horizon as much as they do.
Yeah, no, I think that's cool too. And like you said, like it's also proof in the pudding that, yo, Horizon's here to stay.
Yeah.
I mean, and don't get me wrong, because I feel like a lot of people are like sort of recently playing Horizon or have played Horizon mm-hmm. over like the last 2 years or so. But that was the fastest selling PS4 game ever when it came out. And I don't know. I get it's kind of weird with Horizon. Like, it had success, but people feel mm-hmm. weird about it. I think just with myself included, you see a lot of potential in it. Like, you're like, all right, this mm-hmm. was a great game. The story is, in my opinion, amazing, which is really good.
Yeah.
And so let's build on that. It looks like they're doing that with part two.
Right.
But yeah, for them to choose that franchise as like the first one that's gonna like, you know, get this VR experience, mm-hmm. it is interesting. I think, shoot, because I said to you, was it to you that I was like, oh, I think that makes me feel more confident that this game is going to get a part three.
And I said to you, I was like, I think it's interesting that you thought it was going to end at two.
Oh, I didn't think that it was going to end at two. It's just, game's got to be good. I'm not just going to assume the game's right. going to be good. The game's got to be good, you know, because some part twos have sucked. Some part twos have not been as good. I've seen nothing to make me think it's not going to be better or as good as
part one. But you're not wrong.
But it could happen. And
yeah.
They could decide to not. Or maybe without even telling us, and without, even if the game was good, maybe they were planning on deciding to just end it at two. But now right. I feel confident that that's definitely not the plan, and that they no. hope that they expect this game to do well, and that mm-hmm. we're going to see Aloy again in another title.
Maybe, or they may do what people think that they're going to do for The Last of Us and follow different characters.
That too.
I personally think when you had said that, I was like, I never thought of it like ending at two. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I wasn't thinking of it as like, the story may not be good, but like you could look at Ghost of Tsushima where people are like, oh my God, like I want another one. I hope they make another one in the future versus like a Days Gone, which happens to be a lot of discourse today as well, where like yeah. people are like, we already got The Last of Us, why would we need another one? And I do think Horizon is in its own lane, because there's not a lot of games that like do some sort of like prehistoric slash futuristic way of living. The game is very fun, but I never thought about it ending at two. Just because I think it moved consoles at one point, and mm-hmm. it's probably going to move PlayStation 5s at some point. So I'm excited to see the future of it. I'm actually really looking forward to what, you know, people have to say about it next month, because yeah. we're not going to take part in the launch, but I can't wait to hear what, like, if Danny plays it or if Tony plays it, or if any of our pals play it, what they have to say.
Yeah,
no. They're fighting in the chat today. Oh my gosh.
Agreed. Yeah. Start off a good year. It's a good start to the year.
Yeah.
There it is. Gabby Gang is in there strong. Oh, 10 gosh. Toes down. I stand your ground. All right.
I was this close to wearing my Aaron Yeager.
Just let me know who I got to ban, okay?
I was this close to wearing my Aaron Yeager sweater today, and then I was just like.
Save it for next week.
Yeah, I will. Jess, you can't unsubscribe. You can't unfollow. You're part of the team. Quitting VGA. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
This is outside of VGA. This is the Hidden Weep Village. It's so different.
Yeah. For all the podcast listeners, all I got to say is if you watch Attack on Titan, just know that Gabby Gang is open arms all the time. We welcome everybody nice. from, as Ivan would say, all walks of life. Right? Praise the one, the great, the only, Gabby. Shoot a shoot. Gosh. Shoot a shoot.
What you feel? Mondo must feel like catching hands during his podcast today. I know what I'm getting Mondo for a present.
I was going to say
his birthday's in July.
To your point about maybe following another character, I don't think this character that they're showing us in the VR is mm-hmm. Aloy. That's definitely another character in my eyes.
Right. Or the one you're playing as, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if they mentioned that or if I'm just assuming it, but I would want them to do another character if they're going to go go that route. It would be cool. Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. I'm cool. Maybe. Let's see what happens. VR's pushing the boundaries. The stuff that the kids are gonna be playing on in 10 years, crazy.
They're gonna be in the metaverse.
Crazy. Yeah, they're gonna be in the metaverse. Yo, what if PlayStation brings back was it called PlayStation Home? That Sims like type world that they had created on the PS3.
I don't remember what it was called. But I would prefer I would prefer you not bring up my gripe with wanting to play Sims again, but not
play Sims again. Play Sims again. No one's stopping you.
Yeah, you know what's stopping me? My Mac.
Ah, damn.
I can play it on my Mac. I'm not going to. I don't want to run it into the ground. I will sit here for hours. And as for what Amari said, I 10 out of 10 would not recommend you use VR. Just for that reason exactly. Because you never know. I just wouldn't do it. Just to be safe.
Yeah, no, for sure. For sure. That's a big one. That's why Alyssa may never ever try it. It sucks.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not
epileptic. Well, not that, but... There's just the uncomfortable feeling of him being on it.
What's wrong with a little Harlem shaking?
Oh my God. No. Moving on. Yesterday's news. Ubisoft Plus is coming to Xbox. And that headline is a little...
vague.
It's a little vague. It almost makes it seem like, oh wow, Xbox is just getting Ubisoft Plus. We're getting these games, and that's not what it is. That's apparently what people thought it was in the beginning, and that is not the case. Ubisoft Plus is just coming to Xbox as a service. It's also going to PC, and I guess we're likely going to see it come to PlayStation and other platform. I think it's on Luna too. It got announced as well. But I think the big Xbox one, and the reason people gravitated to that is because people quickly assumed that meant Ubisoft Plus was on Game Pass, because EA Play is on Game Pass, and I guess people just jumped to that, but that is not the case. I think it's cool that Ubisoft has a subscription service of their own. Again, it's just what's going to happen. There's nothing we can do at this point. It's going to be like the movie industry, where Paramount has one, and HBO, and everybody else. But what was interesting, and I think what really made people think this, is that right before that news came out, the news of Rainbow Six Extraction coming to Game Pass day one, later this month, January 20th, that's happening. And so I guess people saw the Ubisoft Plus and they were like, oh wow, like they're bringing everything? And that's not the case. And yeah, this is where we're at. They're bringing Extraction later this month. I know you don't have Game Pass, Alyssa, but what do you think about that? Because a lot of people have been talking about like, oh shoot, you know, Xbox's second half of this year could look really good with Redfall potentially being a good game, Starfield potentially being a good game, StarCraft 2 coming out later this month, but just random things that could happen. I don't know if we were expecting something this random happening this early in the year. So how do you feel about that?
I want to say shout out to the Ubisoft fam. Love them over there. I think this is a lot, because I feel like a lot of people's gripe with Game Pass tends to be those third party situations, you know what I mean? Like when we talked about Back for Blood last year, and Ubisoft did something risky by not putting Far Cry 6 on there right away. You know, everyone had to pay for it, even though it's a third party game. I think this says a lot. I don't know anything about Rainbow Six, let alone the next game coming up. I've never played any of these games, but I know there are people who are fans of these games, and a lot of PlayStation fans are not going to be happy that they have to pay for something yet again. But I also just think this is just a push for Sony to really like work on, if Spartacus is a thing, like to work on it and to push for it. I feel like they've been making slow strides these past couple months since Game Pass has gotten a lot of praise. You see a lot of updates for PlayStation Now, which we'll talk about later. And of course, as always, PlayStation Plus has new games every single month. So I'm happy for the Ubisoft fans and that love their games and stuff. I'm waiting for Rocksmith Plus to come out. So I don't know that I'll subscribe to the service, even if it came to, PlayStation, just because I would have to like really think about how many Ubisoft games I play. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's cool for people who are fans of the brand. You know what I mean? Like, if you watch all of HBO's shows, HBO Max is the service for you. If you watch Disney shows, if you like Marvel, Disney Plus is a service for you, you know? And so this is, I think it's cool in that regard and them having the service. I wonder how it works out to what this would cost me if I just bought the games versus what it's costing you for the service and, you know, all this and that. but I think it's cool that they're doing it, and I think it's interesting that they're putting their next big title on Game Pass. As in my opinion, that's just obviously them trying to experiment and see what happens and see if that game does well. It's a game that, here's how I feel about it, because I've seen people online being like, oh wow, now everyone's hyped for Rainbow Six Extraction, and it's like, the game has always looked good. Right. Does it look $60 out of my pocket good? I'm not sure.
Not all the time.
I'm not sure. You know, and I would argue that most games don't look that good. Especially for, you know, a brand new title, you know, like a brand new kind of game. This is the first time Rainbow Six has done something like this. So from that standpoint, it's just like, I don't know, you know. But for free, listen, I got time. I got time to install it. I got time to see if it's my kind of game. And if it's not, I didn't have to spend $60 and to try it out. So exactly. We'll see if that works out for them. I know it seems like a lot of companies are trying to see that EA is trying to see how this works out. Like now with the Mass Effect Collection, like Legendary Edition coming to Game Pass. Are they almost like on this clock where, I guess 6 months, 8 months after a game's release, it's just going to come to EA Play, which in turn, since EA Play is part of Game Pass, is going to come to Game Pass. So,
doesn't essentially doesn't Disney Plus do the same? I don't know if it's 6 months, but
A distinctive amount of time.
I think Eternals was probably about just 2 months.
Two, three, actually.
I think it came out in November, right?
Was that November? Damn.
It's only 2 months and it comes out next week. But I also think that depends. Obviously, movies are different because it depends on how well they do.
Spider-Man going to be in the theaters in May.
Yep. We still going to be like, damn it, when's it coming to Disney
Plus? They're going to hit that too, Billy. Listen.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. But speaking of, you should go watch our Spider-Man review episode, which is episode 56.
With
our
special
guest, Greg Nice. All right. Thank you.
Yeah. But I would have to agree with you on that. Like, you're going to have to see, because I'm saying like $60 for a game, or let's be real, $70 for some of these games. Am I spending $70 on Forspoken? Of course I am.
Yep.
Of course I am.
No, yeah, 100%. Yeah. You know, but that's my thing. And they're in a sticky place. Pokemon come out the week after them. Seafood a week after that. Horizon and the week after that. Elden Ring the week after that. Who's got time to play? Got time to play, you know, Rainbow Six Extraction? Who's got time to pay $60 for it when you know that if you got a Switch, you're probably putting that game down in a week and you're never going to pick it up again? Not never, but like for a minute.
It'll be a while.
So it'll be a little
while. Because we got maybe summertime. I'll give it summertime depending on what releases.
Yeah, a little DLC, get us hype again or something.
Yeah.
But I think it's cool. Let them test the waters. I wonder who's next. I wonder who's next.
Me too. I wonder if Square will put their toes in or...
Yeah, I was going to say, it has to be a studio. Who do you think would be next? It has to be a studio that big, obviously, because, you know, I think you got to have the library, you know, to be able to stand like that on your own.
I don't know. I think it would be interesting because I think a lot of people could name Square or could name Rockstar, but they both make money no matter what they do. You know, it's one of those things. I don't know, because Ubisoft is right under both of those studios. I can't think of anybody that would be tempted to do so. But I think it's smart that Ubisoft take the first leap of faith and be like, let's try this out. Because I don't see Rockstar doing it ever.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't put it past them. They're the kind of developer, or I mean, like publisher that takes chances like that. Like, they're like, all right, let's just try something new. We got money to blow. Let's do it. But if it doesn't work out, whatever.
But with the way that GTA 5 still sells and the definitive edition recently just sold like crazy, they're probably like, we could do that if we feel like it, but right now we don't have to.
Yeah, I want to say I could see Square doing it, but I could see Square more so saying to themselves, PlayStation is going to do Spartacus. Let's just align with whatever PlayStation is going to do.
I could agree with that. And, even if they, yeah, I could agree with that.
They already have some of their games being exclusives to Sony already. And mm-hmm. other third-party games, you know, select third-party games from Square, I could see them just coming with the service day one. And they'll come out on Xbox too. But you'll have to pay for them on the Xbox side.
Maybe. I could see them, but I also could see them doing something like for the Tomb Raider franchise, it first came out on, like, they mostly after the first game did it on Xbox only, mm-hmm. like the exclusivity for a year. So I can see them putting those on Game Pass day one.
Oh, I guess.
And then it coming to Spartacus, if Spartacus is a thing.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see what happens. Kingdom mm-hmm. Hearts 3 is coming off of Game Pass. So if you think you can beat that game in 3 days, you should go give it a shot.
Holy shit.
Or it comes off the service.
I am so glad I own that game.
Anything else on this topic?
No, I think that's about it for Ubisoft. Again, shout out to them for taking a leap of faith and trying something different.
Yeah, and just to name off a few other games that are coming to Xbox Game Pass. Outer Wilds, which is another like pretty popular one that a lot of people were talking about. That's already there. Mass Effect Legendary Edition, we talked about that. Ember, which is an indie game that a lot of people were talking about.
Yeah, I heard it's pretty good.
The Pedestrian and Elijah. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. But those are already on there. And some of those were like they have good Metacritic scores. I think all of them have like above 80 Metacritic scores. So obviously somebody's out there liking them. Outer Wilds is I know one that a lot of people talk about being a really good one. So
yeah,
you should definitely go try that one out if you haven't. And
for sure.
Yeah, that's it.
All right.
Sorry. You can continue. My bad.
Oh, more PlayStation talk here. I don't know if anybody knew this, but Death Stranding, the director's cut, I don't know if the original one is going to PC as well, but it's coming to PC.
Oh, it's already there.
Oh, okay. So the director's cut will be coming to PC sometime in 2022. Obviously, this is huge for PlayStation fans and Kojima fans across the globe. But I think what it really showcases is that Sony's pretty serious about bringing a lot of their first IPs to an exclusive IPs to PC, which I think is great. Since you're mostly the PC player here, you know, what do you think about this whole thing? Are you going to be delivering packages on PC?
Not at all. And mostly because it's not even the delivering packages. It's just I bought the game on PlayStation and I'm gonna upgrade it so that I can get the director's cut or whatever. I'm gonna be delivering packages on my PS5 from the comfort of my couch. I don't think I can sit in this computer chair just to deliver packages. Doesn't seem like a comfy proposition. What about you? If you get a PC, would you deliver packages on PC?
Well, one day when I get a PC, when they announce Sims 5, I will not be playing this game because I don't want to be a UPS sim, as Eric has just said in the chat. But I do love Kojima. I want him to get back to his roots of horror so badly. But I respect him and I think this is great across the board. I love that Sony is going outside of their little comfort zone and putting more games on PC. It just says a lot, I think. And yeah.
But hey, listen, one day
make Spartacus.
In a perfect world, you would be able to get on your PC and be able to play this game as a part of your subscription to Spartacus.
Yes.
Then you can just give it a try and see what it's like to be a UPS delivery man in space.
No, thank you. I don't want that creepy baby attached to
you. Just on your chest and shit.
Yeah. I think the game, personally, I find the game boring. I've tried to like watch people play it, but I've heard, you know, if you like that kind of stuff, good on you.
Good on you.
Not my chosen I don't even know what it is. Is it role-playing? RPG? What is it? Yeah. Adventure?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Delivery. Yeah. Delivery.
Delivery.
Logistics. You know?
Right.
I don't know. Nah, but that, I guess that would fall under RPG, but...
Yeah.
Not a Postman Simulator. I feel you. But I guess to play that, you're going to need a really good computer.
Yeah,
if you're looking to get a really new computer, you might want that new 3090 Ti that NVIDIA just announced. That's insane. I couldn't even believe that they announced this. The other day, they had a conference where they also announced the 3050, which is, I guess, interesting. What's the word I'm looking for? Value, like, product. I think it's $300, which is really good.
Not bad.
That's not bad at all.
That's pretty good, yeah.
For like a 30 series, I want to assume that that's going to be able to do at least 1440p, 60 frames, upwards of maybe even 120, 4K at 30 maybe not 60, mm-hmm. but that's cool for $300. That's a really good entry point. And then of course they announced a behemoth of a product, which is the 3090 Ti. As if 3090 itself wasn't already just more than right. any regular person could ever need. I just need every regular person to know. You don't need this thing. It ain't for you. It ain't made for you. Just not made for you. And I know that, like, what some people think is like, oh yeah, but like I'm future proofing myself. And I actually don't think you are, because. Mm. By the time things are like require that much power, and this 3090 is actually being used to its full capacity, mm-hmm. there's going to be a graphics card that is better than the 3090.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to be doing other like new features that the 3090 just isn't doing right now, because it's at that point it'll have been like 3 years old, because that's how long it's going to take for us to catch up to like a card that massive and crazy. But it's whatever. It's going to be I guess the 3090 is $1,500. They think this one could be upwards of $2,000, and I would not be mm-hmm. surprised at all.
Me either.
It's going to sell out immediately, regardless. Regardless of anybody not needing this. And, yeah, what do you think? You going to get this for your computer, Alyssa, when you build it?
I have to build my computer.
Oh, come on. You got to build it. You got to go through, like, you build your first one, you never got to build another one again, but you got to at least say you built one, you know?
Really?
Oh, there's a certain level of pride attached to it.
I think I would mess up my computer if I ever built it, but as for me getting this, absolutely not. I do think for those people who want this, that's great. I think that's $2,000 you could essentially do a lot with. You could pay your rent. You could
build a computer.
You can build a computer. Thank you, Brandon. I also think I would rather just buy it built. Yeah, I think there's just so many things you could do with that. But I also know, as we all know, because 2 years ago it happened when they released the first 3090, that it sold out immediately. So good luck to anybody trying to get anything, because the bots will take over, I'm sure. How are you feeling about it, since you're very much into PC gaming and things like that?
Oh no, I mean, I don't think anybody needs it. I think this is just so few people need it. This is like the top 2% of like computer enthusiasts in the world actually need something right. this intensive. Like graphic designers who are like making Pixar level movies, you know, like mm-hmm. pulling up high detail stuff like that that needs that kind of behemoth power. Video games ain't it, and like regular Photoshop processing or even Illustrator processing, it doesn't need anything like this. I don't know, I guess it's always cool to see the boundaries of technology get pushed. I don't mm-hmm. know. But again, I feel like this is just for most people unnecessary. Like I want to see it get pushed, but for like the regular person, like I think the 3090 is kind of useless for the regular person, because the 4080, like the next series of cards, the 80 version of it, which won't even be as high as the 90, will be better than that 3090 because of like the tech that 40 series will have. And so that's why I feel like the idea of like getting one of these to future proof yourself is kind of ass backwards, because in the long haul you really won't be future proofing yourself. You'll be future proofing yourself from like a horsepower perspective, but like anybody who knows cars, it isn't just about raw horsepower either. It's about everything else. So, so that's why I stand with it. I think it's cool. I think the 3050 is actually like the best thing that came out of that, because it's a car that maybe like somebody like yourself who's like looking for a computer and doesn't want to cough up $800 for like a 3080, but still wants to stream and still wants to play games at a good fidelity, a 3050 will be suitable for that.
And it's affordable.
I think it's affordable. And I'm also comparison to what? Sorry.
To $2,000.
Yeah. Yeah. And I need to double down. Brandon is wrong. Right? Listen. Uh-huh. Nephews and nieces are nice, but it ain't like having your own kid. You need to build this thing. You need to feel the anger, the happiness, the joy, the mixture of feelings that come with it's almost like a roller coaster ride, you know? It's the ups and the downs. And you enjoyed every inch of it. That's what building a computer is, you know?
Like saying I should build Gunpla.
It's about getting to the end of your build and realizing that you forgot something. And to fix that something, you have to tear apart the entire build and do it all over again. That's what it's about. That's the magic. That's what we're talking about.
I just want to see. Brandon said, as a person who worked in tech for over 10 years. Listen,
don't let him rob the magic from you. Okay? Don't let him take that from you. I just explained it to you right there. That's magic.
I know, but I'm just saying, like as someone who uses a Mac, it's just like it comes all together. It's a little easier that way. Yeah, but I get what you're saying.
I'm kidding. You should buy your shit. You should buy shit. You do not want to.
I probably should.
You don't want to.
No, I don't.
Your shit gonna look like there's gonna be wires all over the place. You're gonna forget to connect something, and like something's not.
I'm not gonna know how to connect anything. 100%.
Something always goes wrong.
I'm gonna break something.
That's part of the magic, though. You know, when your casing USB doesn't work because you plugged it into the wrong spot in the motherboard. That's the magic I'm talking about.
The motherboard. Like, why would I, like, no.
You're like the motherboard. No.
Too much. I'm like, what even? I just need something that works. Yeah. I just want to play The Sims. That's all I want to play, guys. Yeah. I don't care about anything else.
And yet, anybody who convinces you to do it for the money, too, is also, it's just not worth it. It's not that much cheaper. Just not worth it. I don't know how the market looks now because you just can't get a graphics card. So I'm sure, I'm sure the markup on like pre-built stuff is maybe a little higher now. Like, but who cares?
Well, hopefully I'll get a sponsorship or something.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to NVIDIA. You know,
NVIDIA. Anybody who wants to give me a computer, thank you.
Yeah, anybody. AMD. You know.
Listen. Yeah.
But yeah, that's it. You take it. You take us into.
Okay, well, this is a little bit more fun for us to talk about. We're going to do a first look at Sony's early 2022 lineup for like the first half of the year, really. There are some heavy hitters, obviously, like Horizon 2 Forbidden West, Gran Turismo 7, and of course, the awaited Square Enix IP Forspoken. So what are you looking forward to within the first 6 or 5 months of Sony, and do you expect any further delays with any of the games that we're anticipating?
Outside of Final Fantasy 16, that's my delay for PlayStation side for the year. I'm really looking forward to Forspoken. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm not as hype as I was before I watched the last trailer that they showed us. The last trailer they showed us actually got me less hype.
Why is that?
I just didn't like how the gameplay looked. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Damn, should I watch it? I never watched it.
Really? No, you got it. I mean, that's my sentiment. I know some people came out of that still excited. I didn't. I'm looking forward to Forbidden West, but like I told you, I think I'm gonna wait on that. Really looking forward to Sifu, actually. And I'm also really looking forward to playing all of those games in my backlog, you know, getting through those bad boys. Because listen, I need to get through those so that I can stop feeling bad. I just, every time I look at those that shelf, it's like shame. But yeah, so that's what I'm looking forward to doing on the PlayStation side. And I guess an announcement of PlayStation VR too, because I guess that that's gonna come soon. But what about you? What are you looking forward to?
Sifu for sure. It's the closest one. But Forspoken is mostly the game that I'm looking forward to from Sony overall this year. Mostly because I'm a Square Enix fan. I also thought it was interesting. I don't know if you know this. I don't even know if they said this at the Game Awards. But that if you do a specific pre-order, at least on the PlayStation store, that you get early access to DLC that's supposedly coming out this winter.
Oh, for Sifu?
No, for Forspoken.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Early winter 2022, they're having a prequel DLC supposedly that's coming out. It's on, you could go look on your PlayStation.
How'd they play in the prequel before the main story was even told?
So I find that highly interesting. That's the only thing to me that stood out that I was kind of like, what? But now I have this this urge to go watch the latest trailer if you don't like the
game. That's interesting, because now it makes me feel like they're going to tell a story that needs a prequel. So yep. They're giving us a prequel.
It also just makes you think this is not the end. Yeah, so,
yeah.
But hopefully, obviously, this is well received, because if they're doing this whole thing of like a prequel DLC, that says a lot.
Yeah, it says a lot.
And
yeah.
If it's coming out winter 2022, that also says a lot, because the game comes out in May.
Yeah. No, definitely watch that trailer and let me know how you feel, because
I will. It's interesting. As for delays,
that's all it is. It's just interesting.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know about delays. I mean, the only game I would expect them to delay at this point is God of War again. But
yeah, I mean, there were rumors of a Returnal DLC. I'm not gonna lie to you. I was thinking about it earlier today. I'm about to reinstall Returnal on my PlayStation.
Wow.
I saw somebody playing it, and I was like, damn, I need that kind of stress again. Like, I need to
Well, now that they have saves.
I need to be in this bullet hell again, just for like a little bit. Get you on your toes. But for the year, what about for the year? Because I guess I don't really know about the second half of the year. Could be Final Fantasy 16, and then everybody is assuming God of War. I mean, like, the way I do not see anybody holding their tongue, like biting their tongue on saying that God of War is going to come out in 22. Because I remember very vividly when I said that to Danny when I was on GTR. He was like, oh, you know, what are you looking forward to next year? And I was like, oh, God of War. And his first reaction was, oh, you think that's coming out next year? And I was like, oh, Danny, it's got to. Like, it's got to come out next year.
Does it have to come out this year?
No, it does. In my opinion, it does. And so since they haven't given us a date, again, I would feel that maybe more people would feel the same pause that Danny felt that day when he asked me that, right? Like, oh, man, do you think it's going to come out? Mm-hmm. And I don't see no one having that pause. Like, everybody is out here making their most anticipated games of 22 list, and God of War is at the top of their list.
Yeah.
And it's not like parentheses if it comes out or oh, I hope.
It's not like Breath of the Wild.
Breath of the Wild, everybody's like, oh, this is a maybe. Nah, people are treating God of War like it's a definitive 2022 game. And boy, oh boy, I'm hoping for the expectations that Sony would crush if it doesn't, that it actually does come out this year. But I'm part of that boat. I think it's gonna come out this year. And I would be disappointed if it didn't. I would.
I mean, I don't know if you should be disappointed though.
Like, listen, I get it. COVID.
I think there's a lot. No. Yeah. I think there's just a lot to beyond COVID. There's a lot to live up to from that last game, if I'm gonna be honest. And so it's the same with Horizon Forbidden West. Like, I think games are delayed for a reason, and when they're huge games like those, I don't mind usually, even if I'm not gonna play them. I'm just like, that makes sense.
I feel you. I think they're playing with fire right now, because again, like when they announced the game, I thought that was super bold. 2021, that game wasn't coming out in 2021. Bold. That was just super like, bold.
Just and then, like Horizon wasn't coming out in 2021.
And then for you to then give us a trailer towards the end of 2021, and then you don't give us a date. You don't say that game is coming out in 22. And you don't really explain that this game may be delayed a couple months. And so, like, you've set this expectation that this game is coming out this year. In my mind, that's the expectation they've set. If you said it was coming out in 21... I think that the reason people didn't question it not coming out is because all of these delays happening, even Horizon got delayed. Cool, mm-hmm. If Horizon got delayed into 22, then definitely God of War is. And so, like, you have that understanding. I don't think they have the understanding of, like, the public that that game is coming out in 23. I think if they come out and say that, everybody's going to be like, oh, shit, that's crazy. I wasn't expecting that. Listen. At least that's my opinion.
Yeah. I'm thinking of it from your perspective because I didn't realize. I just assumed that they announced that it was coming out in 2022.
No, they haven't. They didn't give us a year when they did that trailer, and I thought they were. That's crazy. And I was like, oh, all right, cool. They're going to solidify it here. Like, because that... And I almost feel like they didn't because that would have been the topic of discussion. People would have been like, oh, God of War delayed into 2022 because that would have been their first acknowledging that the game's not coming out in 21. And so they completely dodged that bullet and they kind of like referenced that the game was getting delayed in those blog posts when they were talking about how Horizon might get delayed and how the next few games that they're going to make are PS4 games also. Like, they've sprinkled in wording there to let you, like, kind of know that, oh, yeah, God of War is also part of this delay. But they didn't just come out right and say it. And I don't know.
So that makes me wonder, when do you think we'll hear about God of War again? Is it a summer thing that we'll hear about it? If that's the case, I think that's...
After Forbidden West is an indicator. After Forbidden West comes out, and then if that rumor is true that it's coming in September, then we got to hear about it by March, April.
If we don't hear about it until like summer when they usually do their big showcase or whatever.
It's not coming until winter.
2023. I give it 2023.
Yo, you're on the banger. You know what? I'm not even going to fight you on it because you said the same thing about Horizon. And I thought that was ludicrous because Horizon was supposed to originally come out in like
September of...
I mean, that's what they say, but they never said it was a launch title. So I'll take that back. They said Ratchet was a launch title, and I was like, June's not really a launch title, but I guess you really got.
I'm not gonna speak down on it. Like, if it comes out this year, great. Like, yeah, I feel like I thought that they said 2022. Mm-hmm. So since they never disclosed the window, I'm gonna be one of those people that's like, I wouldn't be surprised if it was 2023 and not actually this year.
You're gonna be the skeptic.
Not be a skeptic, but just give them leeway and not put all of my hope and faith in them because that leads to let down and people being upset. But also, it does scare me at the same time because, again, it's another winter or another holiday season where they have nothing.
I was about to say,
so they kind of need Mary
Jane. Expect disappointment. You won't be disappointed.
I mean, yes, but I also think it's just like they need to have something in their lineup this winter because this past holiday season for them was not good.
You can't. You can't let that happen 2 years in a row.
No,
and then I don't think. I mean, not from what's currently announced. They don't have like a death loop that can sort of fill that void of the holiday.
Can't wait. And then Xbox has they have Starfield that's happening, and who else? Whatever else? No, we don't even know if Redfall is coming out in the summer. It could be pushed.
Yeah, it could get pushed. I mean, we haven't heard about it. How's a brand new IP that we don't even know about? That's what I'm saying. Like, we gotta hear about a lot of games. They need to start getting these little conferences, little.
Little Let's Twitter. Go Nintendo.
Yeah, tree houses and shit.
Let's go Nintendo. We need to hear about that Breath of the Wild too. Yeah, whatever the name is. Yeah, we need an update on Kirby. Come on, it's coming out in March. We
also need an update on that Super Pokemon. Nintendo. That Super Nintendo Switch. Let us know. Let us know.
We need a lot of updates from Nintendo and Pokemon. Don't forget, it comes out this month. So, interesting.
Yeah, that's my thoughts. Those are my thoughts. All right, so you lean in maybe 23. Wow.
Yeah, I think around the same time that Horizon, I give it to like around the same time Horizon is coming out, to like February, March.
Wow. So then that would push Final Fantasy 16. Either that would mean Final Fantasy 16 definitely comes out this year, or it comes out in the summer. or like late spring of next year.
Yeah, because I feel like, because that's what I, well, that's basically what I said. I said I could see Final Fantasy 16 coming out like April, early May.
Okay.
I also think because God of War, the last God of War came out in April. So I wouldn't be surprised if they pushed the bar and waited.
Maybe, maybe. We'll see. I'll be disappointed.
A lot of people would be.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people would be.
I would be too, as a fan of Sony, but it is what it is.
Yeah, it is. All right, yo. What's left is these hot takes. Game Pass is going to be adding some games. I ran through them earlier, but we're going to run through them again. We got Ember. We got Goragoa. We got Olesia. We got Outer Wilds, which is a goodie. I'm going to go download that after this episode, actually. The Pedestrian, Anacrusis, Anacrusis, one of those two. Mass Effect Legendary Edition. If you've never played the Mass Effect games, let me. My opinion is the fighting mechanics are freaking garbage. They are just hell. Part one is abysmal, let me tell you. But the story is good. The story is really good, and the way the games play into one another, like, you know, what you do in part one layers into part two and then into part three. So if that sounds like your kind of thing, you might want to play it if you got Game Pass. Looks great too, by the way. And Spelunky 2, which is apparently like a little like a cult classic. Everybody was like, yo, yeah, people love this game. And I was like, really? Never heard of it.
It's like Psychonauts.
Yeah, so I might have to give Spelunky 2 a try. I don't know. People saying people saying a lot of good things about it. And then the January games for PlayStation Plus and PlayStation Now. So PlayStation Plus is Persona 5 Strikers. Gotta go download that. Deep Rock Galactic and Dirt 5. And PlayStation Now games are Mortal Kombat 11, Final Fantasy 12, and Unleashed. And, that's right. I totally forgot about this. I should have done a little story about this, but it's okay. There are rumors circulating that a GoldenEye 007 remaster will be coming to Xbox soon. And that is interesting. And if anybody's wondering what those rumors are based on, they're based on achievements that were found on online of some developers of said game getting these achievements. And so, why? How are they getting achievements? You got to play a game to get achievements. And so, yeah, somebody might have shown the trophies a little early, a little soon. So,
yeah.
But that's cool if that actually happens. We'll see. We'll see what comes of that.
Yeah.
If you don't know, I want actually now that we're talking about it, because I'm about to mention a free game. I just want to mention this. I think we should do a little free game of the week, like free games of the week thing, where we announce the games too. Because I think that's I think it's just awesome the free games we'd be stumbling upon. Because this one blew my mind when I saw it on the Epic Store. They're giving away, and by they I mean the Epic Store on PC, is giving away the entire Tomb Raider trilogy for free, $99 right now. Oh wait, no. It's Thursday. They're not giving it away anymore.
Oh no, they were.
When Alyssa made this doc, they were.
It was yesterday, yep.
And they no longer there.
I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. But you know what?
They probably have new games now.
No. Let me tell you. The new free game section of the podcast is going to fix this issue. Yeah.
Oh, we're working on it. It's a work in progress. 2022.
Nah, but damn, I hope everybody redeemed that, because that was crazy. I tweeted it the second I saw it. Danny said that he downloaded it. I know a few people were talking about how good those games are. Comparing them to Uncharted, because it's similar to Uncharted. Alyssa really likes them.
Yeah, they're my faves.
Which one's your favorite of the three, if you don't mind my asking?
The second one.
Wow, that makes me so happy.
The first one is very quick, very much introduction. The second one, it felt like heftier, had more challenge. The third one was good too, just not as good as the second one, I thought, personally. But still a good game.
That's good. Okay.
Good way to wrap up her origin story.
Good. Got to add that to my list of games, play them in this order. Yep. Yeah, my backlog list. Damn, that's crazy. This is such a good deal. AOT, the final season, part two, starts on Sunday on Funimation and Crunchyroll. And I just want to take this moment out to shout out the hidden Weeb Village. We're gonna watch this together. Scared. Oh my god, just chill. Damn. Yo.
Just like that again.
Yo, wow. I just wanna shout out the Hidden Weeb Village. Cause we're gonna watch this together on Sunday. And nah, cause the show's coming back around, and it reminded me that like Attack on Titan is what birthed the Hidden Weeb Village. It birthed this mm-hmm. special thing that we have going, you know? I also want to shout out the Gabby gang, because we always out here 10 toes down, right? And we back for part two. We gonna finish this thing off. Shoot a shoot. I said
more
10
like
toes.
20. It's more like 20. His toes and Eric's toes together as one.
What? What were you gonna say?
Amari said he got kicked. He gets no notifications. I don't think it's. I think it's just because we don't tweet it anymore, right?
Oh, you know what it is? I think it's yeah. Once that show stopped, we started congregating on. Y'all are going crazy in the chat, man. Come on, can y'all unban Eric? Come
him,
on,
please. Just unban him, please. Yeah. It's not even Sunday yet. It's not even Sunday, and yeah. You said we need to have another anime episode. Look at this blasphemy in the chat.
Gosh. Because Taco Bell sees all this craziness going on, they were like, right. Yo, you know what? We got to answer. This is our push towards world peace. Taco Bell basically has a battle pass that you pay for every month. And yo, for $10 a month, you could walk into Taco Bell and get one taco a day for 30 days.
That's so disgusting.
It's
so gross.
It is crazy. It is absolutely.
Someone nuts. Unban him.
Yeah, I was just about to go do it. Come on. Yeah, but I wanted to get that in there because, because I thought since it was a battle pass, I felt like it was gaming related news, and you know how gamers love them some Mountain Dew and they love them some Taco Bell. Those worlds just mesh together. I just wanted you to know that every day you can go in there and get one taco. I don't know what that's going to do for anybody. I'm not going to lie to you.
Give them the shits.
Like, ugh. Yo, come in and get a taco. Okay. One taco? What am I supposed to do with that? Like, I'm supposed to go out of my way and go to a Taco Bell to get one taco?
Well, the incentive is probably like you go in.
Oh,
and
no, you go in
more.
And you buy more. Yeah, 100%.
But like you could get at least a taco for free.
Yeah, I think it's a terrible approach. Taco?
Yeah, I'm sure someone's gonna do it.
Yeah,
someone's
gonna do it. You gotta give me enough. Like, I would have taken. Listen. I would have taken. Cause see, nah. Hold on. I'm sorry, but they tried to put the bar really low, and they said, "Oh, for $10, now we give them a taco a day." They take that. They set the bar dumb low. What they should have done was make something like $20-$25. And maybe once a week you can come in and you can get a whole meal or like almost a meal's worth. Like you gotta make it actually worth the trip. One taco is not worth the trip. I know I'm gonna have to spend more money when I get there because I'm only getting one taco.
Listen.
No. Terrible.
Listen.
Terrible.
I'm saying, I remember when I was a kid, me and my cousins and other friends were skating outside of a Taco Bell, and they said if one of us could do a manual from like the start of the drive-thru to the end of the drive-thru, then we get one free taco. And what did we get? One free taco.
Wait, you could do a manual from the whole drive-thru length?
Not me. One of the other kids.
Oh, one of the other kids. Oh, okay. I was about to say. I was like, damn, that's impressive.
Nah, not me.
I actually think that that's too impressive to just do it for one taco. I would be like, nah, man, you want to see that? You're going to have to give me two tacos.
Yeah, we were a little.
You're going to have to give me a Crunchwrap Supreme for a 25-foot, maybe 30-foot manual? Dog, yeah, you can't even do that in Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2.
One of the kids ended up doing it, but he was actually really good. And yeah. I don't think the drive-thru was that long in comparison, but okay. Yeah,
manuals are tough. That's a different kind of balance.
They are.
But yeah.
You're not wrong. In Tony Hawk Pro Skater, it's also hard.
It's also very hard, right? This is really hard. But that's the news for the week. Alyssa, you got any last lingering thoughts? Any lingering thoughts?
We are very much aware about the E3 situation and the summer game fest thing, but just in case next week is lackluster, we can talk about that next week just so everybody knows.
Yeah, and that news came in like almost right before the episode type thing.
Yeah, so
yeah, yeah. But we are aware, and
we'll talk about it next week.
Omarion Wallen, or Omarion.
Yeah. Omari.
Nah, but
good joke.
Yeah. Listen, Gabby Gang, we out here. We do it all. We shoot. We make them laugh.
Oh, God.
What do you need? We got it. What you need? We got it. Anyways, let me not get hyped up. The episode's almost over. You got any lingering thoughts, Alyssa? That's it?
No, that's it. That's it. That was pretty much it. You, outside of the Gabby Gang.
I'm good. I'm chilling. Yeah, I don't got no extra thoughts. I'm sorry. This Gabby Gang shit is just too funny.
It is funny.
I'm looking forward to the weekend. Attack on Titan's coming back. I got to catch up to some anime. I'm just looking forward to playing some games. I'm trying to beat, I told you, I'm trying Dev to beat Devstore. So I can move on from that. And yeah, it was good to get back. Two episodes, back-to-back days. We're just doing it.
Feels good.
Feels good. This is how we get in 2021 started. 100 episodes?
2022.
Damn. You know how like you're in class and you put the date and you're like, fuck.
Yeah. But you did wrong. It. You did it.
Yeah, it's speaking. I did a speaker. Yeah. Like, we're still in the first week. I think week one.
Are we?
Week one is a grace period. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we are in the first week. Christ. Why do I feel like it's already January 28th?
Also, if everybody's wondering, you got until tomorrow to tell everybody you know and love Happy New Year. After tomorrow, don't tell them Happy New Year's, all right? They know it's a new year. They had a happy one. And it is way too... It's too many days, man.
Somebody like, texted you saying stop. Happy New Year.
It's got to stop.
I give you until January 2nd as well. Yeah, don't hit me up saying Happy New Year no more.
Yo, people be saying Happy New Year in like January 20th. Like it'd be Martin Luther King Day and they'd be like, yo, Happy New Year, man.
Like, no, we're celebrating the King. What are you talking about? Come on.
It's been the New Year.
I'm on.
Anyways, y'all, I'm sorry. Let me stop ranting.
Yeah.
This was episode 57 of The Safe Point. I appreciate y'all for listening, tuning in live. I appreciate everybody who's listening on podcast services right now. If you have not already, go on your favorite podcast service and go and listen to our audio only Marvel, like MCU catch up, Spider-Man No Way Home and Hawkeye season one review. It's loaded with spoilers. Like it's just, you know how they put parsley on food on Instagram? Spoilers all over that episode. All over.
Yep.
You don't want to watch that. Listen to it if you have not watched those shows or movies. And if you don't care, go listen to it. You know, I know the Brandons of the world are out there.
Oh, for sure.
But yeah, we'll see y'all next week. For whatever. I don't know. We got some cool stuff coming up. I can't talk about it yet because we just can't talk about it yet, but I'm excited. Yeah. 2022 is going to be an awesome year. This is a great first episode. Actually, sorry. The last episode was a great first episode of the year.
Yeah.
This was a great second, but first live episode. Chat was popping. Hidden Weed Village, Gabby Gang. Y'all already know what it is. I am one of your hosts, Chocolate the Mangu. And I'm joined, as always, my lovely co-host, Alyssa Rosa, who has a Gabby Gang application pending. Yo, I hope everybody who's listening, you're enjoying your day, afternoon, evening, weekday, weekend, whenever it is you're listening to this. And on that note, one.